Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're looking all over for Dr. Sergey Sorin, and when we hear from him, we'll put him on the air immediately. So, class, I want to tell you a little story. So far, it looks like it's just me today. So we're working on the campground, and one of the things that is preventing us from opening it up is the dirt road that we live on. And the road grader comes by every couple of months and just piles up the dirt right in front of the gate to the campground. This has been going on for 17 years that we know of. It probably went on longer than that, but as far as we're concerned, it's been going on for the 17 years that we've been here. What they do is they've got this enormous road grader. It's got this blade, and it's this long machine. And what it does is scrapes the dirt and levels it off and then lines it up along the ditch, along the right side of the road and the left side of the road. And this road is only 1.5 car lengths wide. So when two cars come toward each other, one has to stop and pull off partially into the ditch, which is dirt, and partially in the road, and the other car can squeeze by. Well, for years, they seem to drop the rocks. And when I talk about rocks, I'm talking about bowling ball-sized rocks and larger. Last rock they dropped off was the size of a pickup truck bed. The size of a pickup truck bed. So, I mean, one rock would fill up the bed of a full-size pickup truck. And I'm not kidding. So what we wanted to do was allow camper trailers and cars and pickup trucks to come into the campground. Well, they couldn't do it because with all these rocks and the way they deposited the dirt there, we couldn't do it. And it was too big for a shovel. So I talked to the road department in our county. I talked to the guy who's the commissioner, who actually is in charge of roads and bridges. I said, so, you know, when these things happen, is it okay with you if I just go out there with our backhoe or our tractor or front-end loader and just adjust the road so we can, you know, get in and out of our farm? He said, sure, go ahead. Okay, so I have his permission. It's verbal, but I have his permission. So now it's known worldwide that I have his permission. I just told everybody. And so in order to do this excavation, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to dig up our telephone lines because our telephone lines here are buried underground. Now, the power lines are overhead on the other side of the dirt road, on the far side. But the power the telephone lines are underground. And I know that because there are these telephone stanchions every several hundred feet that say, Contel. They've been out of business for a long time. But, you know, don't dig here. So it's right where I want to adjust the dirt and move dirt with the backhoe for the entrance to our farm. We have four entrances to our farm, four farm gates along the 1 mile of road frontage. So I contacted a service that it's called USIC, and that's, you call an 800 number or toll-free number, or you can get on the internet, fill out a form. So I used the internet. I thought that'd be faster and more complete, no mistakes, because I'd be typing the information in. And they said, okay, we'll let you know in 2 days when you should have an approval within 2 days to start digging. We'll mark it. And they mark it with orange paint that says, you know, here's where the lines are, so you don't dig where the lines are. And so I want to know two things. I want to know the depth. I want to know where the lines were near this gate. just near this gate. So roughly 20-foot length of area, I just wanted to know. Nothing more than that, just 20 feet. And I got a response back just about 2 days later. And it said, we need more time. We need a two-day extension if that's mutually agreeable with all parties. And I said, sure, that's fine. 2 days more, so 2 days plus 2 days, that's okay. But at the end of the 2 days, the extension would be Friday. You know, it would be Friday at 5 o'clock. And I realized that if things didn't go right, if it didn't get marked, I wouldn't get to work on this project during the weekend. And it'd be putting me behind. I need to get some new farm gates or redeploy farm gates that we had. So it was going to mess me up. So Friday afternoon, though, I hadn't heard. And so I contacted USIC. And I let them know that haven't heard from them. No one's been here. What's up? And so I said they, you know, look into it. And I happened to get the telephone number of the director of this organization for the states of Missouri, Kansas, and Oklahoma. So the person that I contacted was way up in this company, way up. And I left a message for him that I would be working on this project. I granted the extension for them for another 2 days, so it'd be 4 days. And I hadn't heard, and could he help me out? And that was about a couple hours before 5 o'clock on Friday. I got a call really soon after that, and there was a young guy trying to reach me, and the phone call kept breaking up. There's a terrible phone service out here for cellular phones. Kept breaking up. And after about, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 phone calls with disconnects, finally got to him, and I said, tell you what, you know, it's the farm, and I told him the color of the gate, and he said he had passed that going up and down the road. Finally, he stopped at our gate, and I said, okay, I'll be right there. I'll be there in 3 minutes. So I hopped on a gasoline-powered vehicle and drove down the driveway and met him, and he has a great big smile on his face. Now, here's a guy who is frustrated to the max because he's going down this dusty road, and every vehicle that goes by him creates more dust. So it's a miserable situation for this young man. And I met him on our side of the gate. He was on the other side of the gate, maybe 10 feet apart. He had a big, great big grin on his face, and he was smiling. He was happy to be there. And we kind of chuckled about, you know, how difficult it was for him to connect with us on the phone because cellular phone service is so lousy out here. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll show you exactly where this other gate is. So I hopped on this gasoline-powered vehicle on the farm side. He was on the roadside, separated by our barbed wire fence and all kinds of growth that grew between the barbed wire lines. And I met him on the other side, and I showed him exactly where it was. And he was delightful. He marked it, and I said, you know, here's what I plan to do. I gave him the scope of the project, how I was going to excavate and take this dirt hump out of the way, and I needed to know how deep the lines were or where the lines were in the area that I was going to move dirt and excavate. And he marked it really well, and he was just so pleasant. And by the way, his name is Brandon Williams, and his company is USIC. And we talked for a few minutes, And he did everything he was supposed to do. So why am I telling you this? Because it's rare. How often do you find someone who actually is pleasant, delightful, knows his or her job, and actually gets it done? Now, he was not the guy that was supposed to be there. He got a call, hey, we there's this guy, Finelli, and he says that if we don't get there today, he's going to start digging tomorrow. And he might take out, you know, I'm just surmising, he might take out the phone lines for the whole village. So, can you get there now? I think that's kind of what happened. And so he came, he was not the original guy. He was the guy that took care of what the first guy that was supposed to be here didn't do. So, there are a few guys and gals who actually take care of business, do things right, ride for their brand, who are loyal to their company, but it's rare. So I just wanted to say thank you to Russell Reeves, who is the director of USIC, United States Infrastructure Company or Corporation. And he's the director. And Brandon Williams, thank you. He's the technician that came out. So it happens. Sometimes people really do their job correctly. But as I say, it's really rare. Now, on the other side of the coin, you can look at Sam's Club. And how often do you go and buy something online? And let's say you get 10 items. You pay for it, and you schedule the pickup date. They offer you some pickup dates and times, you know, within 2 days. They give you a selection of hours that you can pick it up between. It's at their convenience. Okay? They tell you when you can show up, the date and the times, and you pick which ones that, of the ones they offer, which ones you like. And then you go there, and you've got 10 items, and you expect them to put it in the trunk of your car because you don't want to get COVID, right? Or in the back of your pickup truck. And you find out they have 8 of them. Now, okay, some people make their trips count. Some people say, well, you know, we're going to the big city, Springfield, Missouri, and it's a 120-mile round trip, so we'll make these 7 stops or 3 stops, and, you know, they leave earlier that day. And then they get an email at their home computer, because we don't have a cell phone, and they get an email that says, you know, several hours before you're going to pick it up, that they only have 8 of the items. It's happened many times. So it's getting pretty frustrating. It's not the good old USA that I remember universally, but there was one shining example, and that was with Brandon Williams of USIC. Now, I recommend that if you're going to dig holes, and if you think that you know, there might be underground lines, that could be electricity, it could be cable, it could be telephone, it could be fiber. If you're going to be digging and you think there might be underground lines there, you ought to call these numbers, you know, and each state has a number. It's toll-free. And the reason is it'll cause you a lot of inconvenience. You may save your neighbor's telephone system or cable system or the whole village. And you could be fined for tearing up their infrastructure, for being careless and not calling the number. So I always call a number. Now, when I lived in Virginia, I had a friend and neighbor who wanted to put a fence in. And he wanted to do it right. He wanted to put in a board fence about a quarter of a mile long. And so when he put this board fence in, it required the use of a post hole digger. So he had an auger on the back of his tractor. It dug about a 1 foot diameter hole. And he went out to the center of the road. And this particular road was a country road, very light traffic. He went out to the center of the road and he measured the same distance from the center of the road all along this fence line that he was going to put in, because he wanted it to look nice and be the right uniform distance from the center of the road. So he did that, about 25 feet off the center of the road, started digging holes, started digging all the holes and put all the fence posts in after he dug all the holes. It was like a one-day job to set the fence posts, and they were large posts. And he perforated the telephone line for all of us over and over and over and over again. He was lucky he wasn't fined. But the guy who came out to fix it, he was on his belly, and his hands were at, his arms were outstretched in the hole, and he was splicing wires in the hole, and was, you know, working with a trowel. It was no fun. So don't do that. And call that number and avoid it. A lot of problems for everybody. I'm Vin Fanelli. This is USA Prepares.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It's just going to be me today. We got a message from Dr. Sergey Soren, Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren, and he's unable to be on the broadcast today, and I don't know why. So I'm just wondering if it might be a good thing to offer some prayers, if that's what you do, for Dr. Shealy. I don't know what the situation is. So I haven't gotten any news, positive or negative, but if you're inclined to pray, I'd like you to consider adding Dr. Norm Shealy to your prayers. He's on a tough go of the virus shedding. He, as you know, he's a medical doctor. He's just under 90 years old, 90, and one of his patients slash friends got the jab, had a heart attack, and he saw her after she got the jab and shortly after the heart attack and gave her a hug, and that's what he does. He hugs everybody. And the jab shedded, as he said, and it just messed him up. It really threw him for a loop, and he's had multiple heart attacks after that, and it's been very tough. So he is treating himself, of course, as you would expect. He's following his own protocol, but he could use your prayers, and he gets mine all the time. So it's me today, solo, unless, you know, you're you'd like to call in and talk about preparedness. We've got some short topics that you'd like to share. I have plenty to cover. And these are all tips from my book, my unfinished, unpublished, unavailable, not for sale, unorganized book, which I've called 5-Minute University. 5-Minute University, spelled F-I-V-E. So here's a tip. So over the weekend, I was walking through the barn and I realized that I needed to start the vehicles. So we have some equipment in the barn. We have some vehicles in the barn and, you know, tractors and so forth. And if you let them sit, the fuel system, the fuel injection system, if they're diesels or gas-powered vehicles with fuel injection, the fuel injection system does not get exercised. The fuel just sits there and oxidizes and gels and causes all kinds of problems. So you want the fuel pump to work. You want the engine lubrication system to work. So when the engine just sits there, the oil slowly drips off the camshaft or camshafts, the bearings, the rod bearings, the main bearings, the piston rings, the cylinder walls, off everything. The seals start to dry out. The engine oil seals start to dry out. The power steering pump, same thing. The power steering cylinders, if you have rack and pinion steering or recirculating ball system, no matter what it is, it will start to leak. So you really want, in the air conditioning system, you want to run all that every 60 days at a minimum. Okay? You want the starter to engage. So what I did was open both doors of the barn, and I only did one vehicle at a time. And you could, you know, asphyxiate if you do this, you know, in a closed in area. So the doors of our barn are 12 feet high by 12 feet wide. So they're big doors. And I opened both ends. And so I started one vehicle, let it run for a few minutes. And I put the vehicle in, you know, park and drive and neutral, and, you know, I'd stop at each selection of the transmission for several seconds, and I'd let the vehicle roll forward and reverse for a few, you know, a few inches. I've got it packed in there pretty tightly, and so I can't drive several feet either direction, but just a few inches. Turn the steering wheel to the left, turn it to the right, turn the air conditioning on to low, medium, and high, cycle the compressor for the air conditioner, cycle it through all of the directions that the air would be directed from the blower motor, you know, the doors that direct the air to the windscreen or the windshield for defrosting, and, you know, straight forward through the vents and through the floor vents. And so exercise all of the air conditioning controls. Make sure the compressor is running. And make sure the vehicle goes in forward and reverse and neutral and park. And turn the steering wheel to the left and right. And you might even want to, if you have electric windows, up and down the windows. Okay? And that exercises them, and we'll talk more about it.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine President Zelensky announced on Sunday his military forces had retaken full control of the strategically important eastern city of Lyman. The invader, Russian President Vladimir Putin, proclaimed the area would belong to his country forever. Authorities in Denmark announced both the Nord Stream natural gas pipelines have stopped leaking. Undersea blasts that damaged the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines last week led to huge methane leaks. Nordic investigators said the blast involved several hundred pounds of explosives. Hurricane Ian was a tremendous blow to the people of Florida and the Carolinas, who are already suffering from the economy and the lasting effects of the COVID pandemic. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina on Newsmax over the weekend.
The two main industries in South Carolina which are hit hard with this are the tourism and then the farming. We've got over 25,000 farms.
USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So just me today, and tips from the book, The Unfinished 5-Minute University, where I'm teaching lessons that you can learn in 5 minutes or less. So we're talking about vehicles that you might store. It might be in your garage. It might be in your barn. They might be outside your house and just sit there. But don't let that happen if you intend to keep those vehicles in good running shape, because the fuel system will turn to gum. And it'll be really sticky, and the fuel injectors won't work. The fuel pump will get stuck, and you'll have all kinds of engine oil leaks and power steering leaks, and the brakes will stick too. If you don't go forward and in reverse with the vehicles, those brake drums will get stuck to the brake shoes through the moisture in the air, or the disc pads will get stuck to the disc rotors. I am absolutely not kidding. It's absolutely true. So if you move the vehicles, a couple feet forward, a couple feet backward, use the brakes, turn the steering wheel left, right, those kinds of things, exercise the vehicle just a little bit, make sure that you run the engine so that the oil circulates and lubricates the camshaft parts, the cam followers, the lifters, the push rods if it has them, the rocker arms, the piston rings, the rod bearings, main bearings, cam bearings, timing chain, all those things need lubrication and to prevent corrosion from setting in. Because, frankly, there's a lot of air trapped inside the crankcase of the engine and in the valve covers. So that air contains moisture, and it's a great way to start rusting metal parts. And your vehicle has plenty of non-plated cast iron parts, like the camshaft, like the cylinder, the block, the cylinder walls, etc. So, that being said, run the engine and get it lubricated, and do it every 60 days at least. 30 days would be even better, every 30 days. Okay, so here's another tip from the book, and this is something that I do. I've never seen anybody else do it, but I do it. And I don't recommend that you work on vehicles without shutting off the circuit, electrical panels without shutting off the circuit breakers, the main breaker and so forth. And you don't want to work on an energized breaker box. Sometimes I have to. And in order to increase the safety factor for me getting a shock, what I do is I take... When I cut an extension cord, an orange extension cord, or when I cut Romex cable, sometimes it's in a white sheath, that would be 14 gauge, 14-2 with ground Romex, or 12-2 with ground Romex. The 12-2 is yellow jacketed, and the 14-2 has a white jacket, white plastic insulation. I save that. I save the insulation. I try not to slice it. I just try to get it off so it's complete. And then I'll take that orange jacket from the extension cord, maybe 4, 5, 6 inches, whatever the appropriate length of the insulation is, that jacket, and I'll put it over the shaft of a screwdriver that I might use for electrical work. So I have some screwdrivers that have the yellow jacket insulation from Romex. I have others with the white jacket, and I have others with the orange jacket from orange extension cords. Now, what it does is it lets me find that screwdriver really quickly based on the color of the jacket. And the other thing it does is it insulates all the way from the plastic handle of the screwdriver down to the last inch where I have the screwdriver tip exposed. All the rest of it's insulated. And it works great. And what does it cost? Nothing. So that's what I do for increasing the safety factor when I work on electrical devices, whether it be an electrical outlet or a circuit breaker or just checking the screws inside a circuit breaker panel. And don't do anything that I say. Don't believe a word that I say. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. But just because I do it doesn't mean that you should do it. But these are things that I do, and that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so here's what I found with electrical circuit panels. Now, this you absolutely positively need to shut the breaker off for, and you still can get electrocuted, even if you do that, because there's a main feed that comes in from the utility company, if you have utility electricity. It's hot. It's hot. It's energized, even if you shut off the main breaker. It's hot where the utility cables come into the main breaker. If you shut the breaker off, the rest of it should be disconnected. But even so, only use one hand. Don't hold yourself up, against the breaker panel where you're touching metal with one hand and the screwdriver with the other hand, because now you've got a potential for a complete circuit to go from the screwdriver, if you hit the metal of a screwdriver with your hand, and if you're right-handed, and then your left hand would be against the circuit panel, the metal of the panel, and it's a great path for electricity to take the shortcut right from your right hand across your shoulder, across your heart, to your left shoulder, left arm, left hand. Don't do it. Only use one hand. Okay? If you're going to do it. But make sure the breaker's off. The main breaker. And what I do is I just check to see if the screws on the breaker are still tight. And here's what I find. Almost always. Somehow the screws became looser. And that means that the connection is not as good. That means there's a potential for a fire. Now, why do they become loosened? Well, when electricity flows, heat is generated. And the more electricity it flows through that circuit, the more demand, like for a toaster on that circuit, the hotter those wires get. Now, do they get really hot? Maybe just warm to the touch sometimes. If they're overloaded, they can actually get so hot that they can cause a fire if you have the wrong breaker for the wire. So, for example, 12-gauge wire is designed to work with a 20-amp AC circuit breaker. We're talking about alternating current now. If you have a 14-gauge wire, it's designed to be protected by a 15-amp circuit breaker. But what I find is that the wires seem to get loose. Not falling out loose, but looser than I'd like them. So I start at one, let's say the top of the circuit panel, and I tighten every screw, the same torque, by feel, with my hand, and an insulated screwdriver. Every one. And you might find the same thing that I find. They get loose. And it's because of the heating, cooling, you know, all the time, over and over and over again. Just a thought you might want to consider. I found that bags of salt have gotten really expensive. I looked, I got a call from Kathy yesterday, and we were talking about prices. Kathy's a brilliant, brilliant researcher. She's in our domestic engineering department, as you know. She is a domestic engineering instructor here at USA Prepares. And she is on top of shortages and prices and what's happening. We're talking about salt. Salt used to be very inexpensive. Very inexpensive. Well, you can still get a canister for 54 cents at the Chinese factory outlet. You can get it in plain salt or you can get it in iodized salt. But if you want to buy it in a 25-pound bag like a restaurant might buy, it got really expensive. It's between roughly, it used to be $7 to $8 for 25 pounds. Not so much anymore. Now we're looking at $32 to $60. $32 to $60 for a 25-pound bag of salt. And we talked about this months and months and months ago. I talked about water softener salt and how I thought that the price was going to go up. And what did I base that on? Well, you know that I was trained in classical economics, right? Not new monetary theory. I don't get that. But I was trained in classical economics, which means supply and demand. It means in a fair market, the market will figure out the prices. Well, it seems to me that salt is really inexpensive. And you just scoop it out of the ground with mining equipment and package it and ship it to stores and sell it. Well, it's so inexpensive, and diesel fuel has gotten so expensive. Diesel fuel is used in mining salt and shipping salt. It seemed to me that it was going to go way up in price because it's heavy, has a lot of mass, and it's inexpensive. So on a percentage basis, it should go up in price. And it did. So that means water softener salt. You know, you get that in the 40-pound bags. Does it make sense to have stock on hand or just buy it when you run out? To me, it made sense to buy it before we ran out. So I bought water softener salt at about $4.50 a bag. That was before Joe. During Joe, it's like $6.49. It's an enormous price increase as a percentage. Now, how long does water softener salt What's the shelf life of it? Well, if you keep it cool and dry, probably forever, because it's been around almost since the beginning of Earth. So it's been around for a long time already, underground. And once it's put in those plastic bags, whether you buy Morton's or whatever brand you buy, it'll keep a long time if you keep it cool and dry. But it's corrosive. So if you get it on concrete, it will start to destroy the concrete. So we keep ours stacked up, cool and dry, and I have it against a concrete wall. But I have a layer of plastic, kind of like those signs that politicians use that say, vote for me, I'm no worse than anybody else, you know, those kind of signs. I have those against the wall, and I have the salt in the plastic bags actually stacked on pallets with plastic signs under that. And then I have the plastic signs against the wall so that there's a little bit of an airspace, a corrugated airspace with plastic to protect the walls and the floor from the corrosive salt should any spill. And I don't let it spill. If it did, I would pick it up immediately. Okay? So it'll keep a long, long time. So the salt that I bought for $4.50, roughly, is now $6.50, roughly. And how much do you use? Well, I've been figuring this for a long time. So roughly a family of three or four with the average hardness of the water, about one bag a month. So 40 pounds per month is what you would use on average for the average size household with the average water hardness, with the average water consumption. One bag a month. So if you bought 12 bags, that would last you a year. Is that enough? I don't think so. Because if you run out of salt for your water softener, your dishwasher is going to have a hard time and it won't last as long. And you're going to use way more dishwashing detergent. Your faucets won't last as long. Your toilet flush valves won't last as long. Your toilet fill valves won't last as long. They'll get calcium.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, I'm back. And I just wanted to mention very quickly something that Kathy sent to me. And Kathy sent me an email, said, Vincent, here are a few shortages that I wanted to keep you informed of. Pepper. Pepper is getting harder to get. Salt is getting harder to get. Coffee is getting harder to get. Sugar, flour, and dairy are still in short supply. She said one store was selling celery. Now, when you buy celery, you typically buy a bunch, right? In a plastic bag. She said one store was selling celery one stalk at a time, taking apart the bunch and selling one stalk at a time for 87 cents. That's where we are. Things are not getting better. Today's better than tomorrow's going to be. And tomorrow's better than Wednesday's going to be. So keep that in mind and plan accordingly. Arjun, welcome. West Virginia, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. Good to talk to you. First time.
Great to hear your voice, Arjun.
Yeah, likewise. Is there any blankets that you can actually recommend? Now the thing is that last winter, I just used a bed sheet, and that's why my electricity bill was very high, because I had to keep on running the heaters while I was sleeping. I don't know how dumb I can be. I never thought of a blanket, so I just went and bought a blanket. I just have to heat the room a little bit, and then I just use the blanket and just sleep, like that. And that worked quite all right, for now. But I have been I've been quite dumb. I never used blanket for the whole winters last year. And that actually increased my battery bills a lot. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thought. When you look at blankets, back in World War II and before, blankets were made out of wool, and they were heavy. I mean, heavy. They would, actually push down on you with they're so heavy when you're sleeping. And with synthetic fibers, they become lighter and lighter. But here's the thing. Air is a great insulator if you can trap it. So if you're looking at a blanket and it has, it's fluffy, and it doesn't look like air can blow through it. That would be a great blanket in terms of keeping heat in. Right? So I would look at that. We haven't bought a new blanket. I'm thinking like probably darn close to 40 years. We might have bought a few, but the ones that Mrs. Finelli and I use are hand-me-downs from my parents, and so they're old. And we have like what's called, it's kind of like a quilt. It's kind of like a thick, but it's not a patchwork quilt. It's just one sheet of material insulated with some spun fiber in the middle, and then another sheet of material, and it's sewn together so it doesn't clump with the spun material, and it works great. So I like it lightweight, and I don't want to be trapped under the covers. And layers are what's important. Now, this is something that my mom taught me back in the 60s. She said layers, layers, layers. And what she meant by that was when you go out in the cold, people who work in the cold might have like thermal underwear on. And then they'll have, like blue jeans. And then they'll have, for their legs. And then they might have overalls. So that's three layers right there. So the more layers you have, the greater the insulating properties tend to be. Okay? So that's why people wear undershirts. So you wear an undershirt, and then you wear a shirt, and then you wear, a sweatshirt on top of that, or a sweater on top of that, and then maybe a jacket when you go outside. So the more layers, the more you're going to be able to save on heat. And in your place, I mean, moving to West Virginia, you picked a pretty chilly place. And you're going to be buying clothes that people in Florida have never heard of. because it's so warm in Florida and so chilly in West Virginia. Actually, freezing cold in West Virginia. So as far as blankets, you don't have to have just one blanket. You can have one blanket on top of a blanket. So you have the bed sheet, and you might want to get something called a mattress protector. And what they are is it's a kind of a thick padding. It's not plastic. It's a fibrous thing that keeps the cold from the mattress from coming up. And then there's a sheet on top of that, like a bed sheet. And then you have your top sheet. Then you have your first blanket. And if it gets a little more chilly, you get a second blanket. Then you might put a quilt on top of that. So layers. Layers is where it's at. And you'll be able to save heat. And I'm thinking you can be comfortable after you become used to it with your indoor temperature at 65 degrees heating in the winter. 65 to 68. We keep ours right around there. We'll be right back.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.